The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
You can put your weed in there.
Stoner's Jesus.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah, that's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's Mike Craig here, Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh man.
You're gay. There's no fags in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Ah, hell yeah. There we go. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 2, Verse 19. We are live. February 4th, 2019. We're live on Periscope and Twitter at StonerJesus420. It is awesome. You're awesome. Checking us out. All information on the show can be found at StonerJesus.net. Social media links, past episodes, audio, stuff like that as well. You can also find audio of the show, audio at CannabisRadio.com, iTunes, Stitcher, iHeartRadio. When those things are updated, I don't know. I don't control that. If you want up-to-date audio, StonerJesus.net is where you go. Of course, for the video, there's a live page at StonerJesus.net where you can find all of these video streams linked. Or just follow me on Periscope at StonerJesus420. Turn on the notifications so you know when a new episode is live, as this episode is live. As you can see, we're celebrating Black History Month. Of course, the blackest of all history months. Of course, you already knew that. Tonight, we got a new voicemail from St. Peter. He's, I don't know. He's got shit going on, I guess. He always got shit going on, but tonight he's got more up-to-date shit, I guess. I don't know. We'll see. Also, great moments in Black Stoner history in honor of Black History Month. Talk about that. Also, the governor of Virginia had the weird yearbook picture with the KKK guy and the blackface guy. That seems appropriate for Black History Month. Also, Ariana Grande is being accused of cultural appropriation yet again. And if you know me, you know Stoner Jesus, you know me. If you're a longtime watcher and listener of the show, you know if there's one thing I hate above everything else, it is cultural appropriation. I can't stand that shit. Which is a perfect segue into our co-host auditions. Hold on. Let me kill the music. Hold on. Stop. Just stop. It's enough. It's enough. Our co-host auditions. A couple weeks ago, we had the dildo guy. Hold on. This guy right here. I guess it was a couple weeks ago. I guess it's been several months now. I forgot his name. I already forgot his name. It doesn't matter. The soccer guy. Buckham. The Buckham dildo. We had him co-host us with the show. I don't need that. Co-host the show, and the reviews are bad. It wasn't, there was nothing, I don't know. Nothing. The reviews are flaccid. Let's just put that way. The reviews were flaccid. Got a couple people in the chat room on Periscope. Tony Homie 69 says, I smoke crack. It is what it is. TLC JRK said, hello, SJ. Hello to you. Hello to everyone. As I said, I am your host, Stoner Jesus. We'll get to the co-host auditions in a minute. StonerJesus.net for everything on the show. Follow me on Twitter. All the social media stuff is there. If you want to email the show, StonerJesus420 at gmail.com. If you want to join our group on Facebook, search Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook, and you will find the group for the show. All the hardcore fans of the show congregate there on the old Facebook. Now, without further ado, it was a bad segue, because I should have segued from the cultural appropriation comment to our co-host auditions for the day, and our co-host for the day, Rasta Vader. Rasta Vader, as you can see, I don't know if I can make him say anything. Hold on. Maybe I can do this without knocking everything off. Hold on. I find it. No, that's not it. Hold on. No. I can't find the button. I should have prepped this more. Oh, there it is. Oh, there we go. There we go. That's what I'm talking about right there. That's quality production value. That's quality co-host value. Is Rasta Vader. Rasta Vader for the co-host auditions. Hopefully it works out. And St. Peter hasn't been here in a while. I need a new co-host. It's been a problem. I don't know what to do about that problem. This is one of my ways of trying to solve said problem, is to audition other co-hosts. I need somebody else. You know, I'm just sitting here. I'm pulling all the way by myself. I'm just one man. I can only do so much. You know, I'm carrying this entire operation by myself. I need help. Will Rasta Vader be that help? I don't know. Probably not. In any case, we soldier on. St. Peter left a new voicemail. As you know, St. Peter hasn't been here in a while. A very long while. And he's left voicemails from time to time. And his last couple of voicemails have been weird. Because it kind of seems like, for lack of a better phrase, he's going on the straight and narrow. Taking the holy moral path, or whatever you want to call it. It's disconcerting. I mean, I don't know any other way to put it. It's bothersome and disconcerting. And I don't know what to make of it. But there's a new St. Peter voicemail. He did send a voicemail in honor of Black History Month. Because, St. Peter's always been racially conscious. Is that what I want to say? Probably not. It's probably not the word I'm looking for. Something else. I don't know. Tony in the chat room says, call me daddy. Probably won't do that. I will take that under advisement, but the outlook is not hopeful. TLC said, St. Peter needs to make a return. Nah. I look over there. I don't see St. Peter. I think that's okay. That's okay. I made peace with that. It's been a year and a half since he's been in studio. He does leave voicemails, as I said, and here is one of said voicemails.
Hey, Jesus. It's me. It's me, St. Peter. I know it's been a long time since I've called. I've been really busy and stuff. Jesus, helping people and doing good works and deeds and whatnot. I wanted to call in, though, because it's Black History Month. Jesus, as you know, Black History Month. And me and my new gal pal, she's been teaching me a lot about Black history. And, you know, the struggles of the brothers and whatever. Jesus, did you know that, like, we used to keep, like, Black people as slaves? Did you know that, Jesus? For like hundreds of years, we had Black slaves, white people did. I had no idea. I mean, it's an abomination, Jesus. And then even after we didn't have the slaves anymore, we still made it like bad. And like, we had our own water fountains and stuff, and they had to sit at the back of the bus. It was crazy, Jesus. There's a lot of crazy stuff I've been learning about Black History Month, about Black history. Anyway, Jesus, I want to tell you, and the people who listen, that I'm dedicating this month to the Howard University Alumni Fundraiser, of which I am the treasurer this year. You can send donations to Howard University to the Alumni Fund. We appreciate it if you're an alumni of Howard University.
What?
If you would come by later this month to the Alumni
What?
Fundraiser. Again, I am Treasurer Jesus of the Howard University Alumni Fundraiser. It'd be really great if you all could give and celebrate Black History Month with us, this proud, prestigious university. That'd be really great. Jesus and all the people who listen here to your show or whatever. You still do a show, right, Jesus? Oh, man, I hope. I just realized you might not do a show anymore because it got canceled or whatever, because no one's watching or listening and not. If so, then this would be like a really mean voicemail that I'm leaving. But hopefully the show's still going, Jesus, and get people, you know, to donate or whatever. Just contact Howard University. You can donate in the name of St. Peter. That'd be really dope if you did. So there you go. Thank you, and God bless you all. God bless you, Jesus.
Oh, Man, first of all, that was 2 minutes and 24 seconds long, and it seemed like so much more. It really, just a lot, just long, very long. As you could see, Rasta Vader was not impressed. Neither was I. How the fuck did St. Peter become the treasurer for the alumni fundraiser for Howard University? That makes zero sense. That makes zero sense. Howard University historically is an all-black university. St. Peter is about as white as it comes. As white as they come, he's so white he's almost translucent. If St. Peter walks into a dark room, people shade their eyes. They say, oh, he's so bright because he's so white. I don't understand how this came to be. And, of course, he doesn't leave any information about that on the voicemail. Juan Terran says marijuana is a sin in the chat room. And also would like to know, do you think yellow cabinets will look good on a white wall? I don't know. That seems like a lot of... First of all, it's going to get dirty. There's going to be a lot of dirt on them. And that just seems like a lot. It seems like this just too much. They almost like melt into the white wall. Like somebody put some creamy colored stains on your wall. And you're like, no, those aren't stains. Those are my cabinets. You really want to go through that? You want to go through all those conversations about your cabinets? Or you just want your cabinets to be and hold stuff? It's a life decision you have to make for yourself. I can't make it for you. Rasta Vader so far, I don't know. He's not adding much to the show. No. Anything, Rasta Vader? Vader? Anything? Motherfucker. Useless. Look at him. Fucking useless. Anyway. Stern Jesus Show, Chapter 2, Verse 19. It is Black History Month. Happy Black History Month, everyone. As I said, the blackest of all history months. Coming up, we have great moments in Black Stoner history. You'll learn something that frankly will blow your mind. After that, we're talking about Governor Northam from Virginia and his rather interesting week of news and pictures and press conferences. And all that shit, and also Ariana Grande and her being accused again, yet again, of cultural appropriation. As I said before, there's nothing that pisses me off worse than cultural appropriation. All that's coming up, Stoner Jesus Show. Check us out, as I said, on stonerjesus.net. Find all the audio of the shows, social media links, and more. Retweet all this shit. Hold on, let me check Twitter. You can tweet me at StonerJesus420 on Twitter during the show. Some people were retweeting. Unreal Glass said, mind giving us Unreal Glass a shout out. Check them out, Unreal Glass on Twitter. Thanks for watching and all that shit. Keep retweeting, sharing, whatever you can do on Periscope. Hitting the hearts, although the hearts really don't matter, I guess. But I don't know, I guess it's good for my ego. It makes me feel loved. And really... If that's not the reason we're all on the internet, I don't know what we're on here for. To feel the adulation of our peers. That's really what I'm looking for in this show. Entertaining you all is a distant second. You know what I'm saying? I have a pet goat named Herbert. Juan Terran says, I let him sit on my table. I let him shit on my table when I'm lonely. That makes for a much more interesting story. I thought it said sit. It says shit. So there's a goat that shits on his table. I don't know. I mean, I think that'd be a show that I would watch. The Juan Terran's goat is shitting on the table live on Periscope. I think I would leave this show to go watch that. Maybe for a few seconds. I think after a few seconds, a goat shitting on a table gets kind of old. But that's just me. I'm not shitting on your idea. Huh? Get it? See what I got going here? It's fucking amazing. Stern Jesus Show live. I'll be back. After this shit, Dick Nuggets.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another great sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show, NextBardo.com. Check out that headshot banner on StonerJesus.net. They don't have just glass. They have a full line of smoking products, including wood pipes, metal pipes, roll your own supplies, pouches, storage, grinders, dab rigs, water pipes, vaporizers, and more. An amazing variety. Check out nextbardo.com. That's NEXTBARDO.com. Or simply click their banner on stonerjesus.net to check them out. There's free shipping on all domestic orders over $20, and free shipping and a free gift with orders over $50. They offer worldwide shipping. Make sure you use discount code STONERJESUS. That's all one word, STONERJESUS, to get 10% off your first order at nextbardo.com. 21 and older, please. Click that headshot banner on stonerjesus.net. Make sure you use discount code STONERJESUS. Stoner Jesus, all one word, and get 10% off your first order at Next Bardo. Check them out, another awesome sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show. The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere. But it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
Get informed, get inspired, and get connected on NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice, Mondays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Cannabis use isn't the only thing growing, so are we. Grow with us, CannabisRadio.com.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put the big celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemp Inc., that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot-proofed by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah? Get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me own crops, you know? Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
Tommy Chong is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
All you have to do is decriminalize. We don't need a government regulation to tell us this is good pot, that's bad pot. We don't need any of that.
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
Pierre Savong speaks to patients, advocates, and professionals to keep you informed on all the latest trends and advancements in the medical cannabis industry. On Alternative Talk, presented by AlternativeVibes.com. Tuesdays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah. What's up, everybody? Stoner Jesus Show Live, Chapter 2, Verse 19. Live on Periscope at StonerJesus420. Make sure you follow us on Periscope and get those notifications turned on. All other information on the show can be found at StonerJesus.net. Go check us out there. Audio of the show and more, including social media links, just a ton of great shit. Now, it's time for a little throwback. Great moments in Black Stoner history. But first, of course, I wouldn't be remiss if I did not acknowledge my Stoner Jesus co-host audition sidekick, Rasta Vader. Rasta Vader's going to be here with us all night in studio. No one can really replace the legendary St. Peter. We have to move on. We don't know if he'll ever come back. So Rasta Vader is here in his place to, you know, add something to the show, I guess. Really, still waiting on that, you know, for the adding to the show part. Anyway, great moments in Black Stoner history. As you know, we usually do this date in Stoner history, where we do this great Stoner moments in general. But it's Black History Month. Of course, the blackest of all history months, and in honor, in deference, in celebration of Black History Month, we're going back. We're going way back to 1958. New Orleans Jazz Club. This background music should have already taken you there. You know, create the ambiance of a 1958 New Orleans jazz club. A lot of black people, obviously. And they're all there. They're chilling. Leroy Johnson, his buddies. Yes, his name is Leroy Johnson. Don't send me fucking emails. It's 1958. His name is Leroy Johnson. New Orleans Jazz Club. In the background, it is creating the atmosphere. In any case, Leroy's hanging with his buddies. They're playing the music, smoking doobies, smoking spliffs, smoking bones, which I think is a slang they used back then. I don't know. Does it really matter? I don't think it does. So they're all, the room is smoky. There's just so many spliffs going around, and it's just crazy, and everybody is just really, really high. And they're talking back and forth, and they're ribbing each other, breaking balls, if you will. It's a group of men will do. And that is when Leroy said it. The phrase that would go down in history. Now, what I'm about to tell you is a true story. If you write me angry letters and say that's not the way it happened, that's not where it started, who are you going to believe? Are you questioning me? You goddamn blasphemer? I know what happened, and I'm about to tell you. It's when Leroy, what did I say his name was? Leroy Johnson, so I write these things down, uttered the immortal words to one of his friends. One of his friends had said something witty, something that Leroy agreed with. And Leroy said, quote, "My nigga," end quote. And everybody stopped. I would have like a record scratch sound effect here, but the record didn't scratch because the music kept going. The fucking music people, they were playing. They didn't hear what he said. The people around heard what he said. They started to question him. "My nigga, where did that come from?" And Leroy, well, he couldn't explain it. He couldn't explain it. He just knew one thing. He was tired of the awfulness that surrounded the word nigger with the hard ER. The white man had been using that word against black people for centuries and still did, even in 1958, long, almost 100 years after slavery had been abolished. He was tired of those goddamn fucking honkies, those stupid fucking pasty, pale-faced, white-bread, cracker motherfuckers, using that word. It just came to him as if in a vision. Not really a vision, more like in his head, like a brain invasion, like a penetration, a brain penetration. And he explained to them, as if Moses coming down from the mountain to explain the Ten Commandments to the people. He said, "We're taking that word back. No longer will those fucking crackers use it. Nigga." See, it softens the N. It's an A. It's an A. N-I-G-G-A. It can be like a term of endearment. And white people, they'll try to steal it. Like they did black people's music. It's fucking white devils. They'll try to steal our word, but fuck that. You all are my niggas. Like I said, you can fucking dispute that. You can dispute the fact that Leroy Johnson was the first person to change nigger to nigga and thereby blunt the power that the word had and take it back for the African-American community. You can try to deny this bullshit, but you know it's true. You are bullshit. Dare I say you are fake news? I don't know. Maybe not in this context. In any case, that was a great moment in Black Stoner history. See, no, Stoner Jesus. It came up some other way. Fuck that. I know what happened. Rasta Vader, can you back me up on this? Rasta Vader, are you my nigga? It's nothing. Just nothing. I can't work with this. I can't. Hold on. Let me try this. Hold on. I get it. It does do one thing. Let me see if I can find it. Oh, nope. It's not there. No, it's there. Right there, and it's up here. There it is. There we go. Yeah. It's his entire contribution to the show. So he celebrates Black History Month by breathing hard. That's the way it went down. If you don't like that, I don't have to fucking tell you. I bring you the truth. I know the story. And now you know. And they're right. White people did try to steal it. Many, many. No one can take away from Leroy Johnson what he created. It's something of the cohesion, unity. Something to bring the African-American community together. The soft A at the end. Just, it's brilliant. I'm sorry. If you don't think it is, you're a fucking racist. If you don't think Leroy Johnson was one of the greatest people to ever live, you are a fucking racist. And fuck you. You Nazi motherfucker. You KKK hood-wearing Nazi motherfucker. Leroy Johnson was a great man. A soft A at the end makes all the difference. Speaking of racist motherfuckers, coming up, Governor Ralph Northam from Virginia had quite a week, as I said. Bit of a controversy, if you will. Also, Ariana Grande with her cultural appropriation shenanigans. She continues to do things that are otherwise known for other cultures. And it's bad, bad stuff that she should stop doing. Damn it. All that coming up. Stern Jesus Show Live, chapter 2, verse 19. We'll be back. After this, you racist assholes.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello everyone, Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome Stoner Jesus Show sponsor, Cannabis Seeds USA. Check out that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. Let me ask you a question. Do you live in a state where it's legal to grow? There's lots of them. There's dozens now, medical and recreational states. Do you need seeds? Do you need seeds shipped in the U.S.? Well, check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. They got indoor and outdoor seeds. They have tons of strains. They have hybrid. They have sativa. They have indica. Everything you need. OG Kush, Sour Diesel, Grape Ape. They got single seeds. They got packs. Click that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. If you live in a legal state and you need seeds shipped in the U.S., you need to check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Go click their banner on stonerjesus.net and check them out. Cannabis Seeds USA.
The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested.
Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network,
founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption.
Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com.
Now available for pre-order through crowdfunding for just $14 plus $10 shipping. Pouches, premium mixing and rolling pouches, allow you to carry and prepare your herbs for consumption with discretion and ease. These stylish pouches are handcrafted using strong zips, long-wearing buffalo leather outside, and smooth sheepskin inside. A portion of proceeds go to fund vital medical research into cannabis for ADHD. See a demo and get yours now on Indiegogo or pouches.com. That's pouchz.com.
Are you ready to be inspired and educated by the best of the best in the cannabis industry while enjoying sunny South Florida? Then you cannot miss out on the second annual United States Cannabis Conference and Expo, August 2nd and 3rd at the Hyatt Regency in downtown Miami. The USCC Expo welcomes all cannabis business professionals, medical cannabis caregivers and clinicians, growers and dispensary owners to join us for another can't-miss event sponsored by the radio and podcast leader for all things cannabis, CannabisRadio.com. Learn more at usccexpo.com.
Learning the benefits of proper nutrition, supplementation, and personal development to live a healthy and abundant life. Awaken, adjust, and aspire. High on Healthy. Mondays on demand. Only on CannabisRadio.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
So yeah, hopefully you all are still seeing this and watching this and hearing this and all that. I got it on my phone, but I'm having some problems with this laptop computer and the Wi-Fi, and I'm not getting the show to see if I'm on. All this, everything here says it's good, says the stream's going. So we soldier on here, Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 2, Verse 19. Happy Black History Month, everyone. Of course, we were doing our co-host auditions. We did Buckham several months ago. This time around, we're doing Rasta Vader. Rasta Vader, I think, is trying his best to add to the show, but he's not really bringing much beyond heavy breathing and his askew Rasta hat and dreads. Other than that, is not really, you know, much going on. Now this laptop's coming up with the show, so hopefully we're good to go there. And hopefully you're watching it at home on Periscope at Stoner Jesus 420. If you are doing so, you know, hopefully it's all, technically, it's all good in the hood, as they say. That's not a stereotypical reference to Black History Month. It's just what I say a lot because I use a lot of 90s slang, if you will. Again, save your angry emails and comments and tweets and all that stuff. Anyway, Governor Ralph Northam of Virginia probably followed his saga over the week. He got in trouble with conservatives and Republicans over some abortion stuff that he said, something about, you know, very, very late-term abortions. Then, a little bit late, I guess that triggered some people to look back into his history, and apparently he went to medical school, and in 1984 he graduated from medical school, and in his 1984 yearbook appears this picture of him. There's a person in blackface, if you're not watching, he says it wasn't him. You know, we'll play a little bit of the press conference here coming up, but he says he's neither one of these people. He's not the person in blackface, and he's not the person in the KKK hood. It's very interesting that this picture in 1984 was chosen to go on his yearbook, in his yearbook section of the medical school yearbook. It's 1984, I mean, it's pretty late in the game for this kind of thing. And I mean, a lot of people said that he picked it. I don't know. He says he never saw it. So he says, I guess he didn't pick it. Maybe someone else picked it. But someone had to okay this. Someone had to say in 1984, yeah, that's okay. The blackface and the KKK hood, that's what we're going to go with in 1984. And we're going to put it on this page in our yearbook. So he got in trouble for that. So he had a press conference to basically come out and say that it wasn't him, first of all. And then he went on to say that he did do some crazy things. This video is 42 minutes. Obviously, I'm not going to go through all of that. But I am going to fast forward a little bit to the part where he says that although that wasn't him, either in the blackface or in the KKK hood, he did do some other things that he would like to tell people
about. Good afternoon. Thank you all for being here. I'm pleased to be joined. Why I did not appear in this photo, I am not surprised by its appearance in the EVMS yearbook. Mm. In the place and time where I grew up,
1984, Virginia,
many actions that we rightfully recognize as abhorrent today were commonplace.
And here comes the even better part where he says, now I didn't do that, but here's something that I did do that you may not like, and that's what proves to me that I'm not one of these people in this photo.
My belief that I did not wear that costume or attend that party stems in part from my clear memory of other mistakes I made in the same period of my life. That same year, I did participate in a dance contest in San Antonio, in which I darkened my face as part of a Michael Jackson costume. I look back now and regret that I did not understand the harmful legacy of an action like that. It is because my memory of that episode is so vivid that I truly do not believe I am in the picture in my yearbook. You remember these things. As I began my career and met my wife, Pam, I also began to develop a stronger understanding of this country's history and the harm that certain actions and attitudes cause. That does not excuse my behaviors up to that point, but it did offer me an opportunity to change and to grow.
So there you go. As I said, very long press conference. And for those of you saying that, making jokes online about him needing to darken his face to be Michael Jackson because Michael Jackson was white, there was a time when Michael Jackson was black, and he was still pretty black in 1984. So it's interesting. So you know what? I didn't do that, but there was this whole Michael Jackson thing that I got into. Now, as I said, Ariana Grande in more hot water over her cultural appropriation, this time over an Asian symbols tattoo that she got on her her hand. But it's also very funny. Well, you'll see what I'm talking about.
Ariana Grande is learning some mistakes are harder to change than others. Take the palm tattoo she got to commemorate her new single. She thought it meant seven rings in Japanese, but it actually translated to mean small barbecue grill.
Small barbecue grill.
After getting raked over the coals for it, Ariana got some additional ink to correct the faux pas.
She changed it.
Better, she wrote on Instagram, but it wasn't, in fact, slightly better. Now her hand reads Japanese barbecue finger.
Now her hand reads Japanese barbecue finger. That is fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. It bothered people because she was using Asian symbols. But isn't having Japanese barbecue finger on her hand punishment enough?
A BuzzFeed reporter observed that the new character should have been placed above the original tattoo instead of below it. But Ariana isn't the only celeb to get inked up with Asian characters. Justin Timberlake, David Beckham, and Nick Lachey are just some of the bold-faced names who sport body art from languages that aren't their own. Dr. Kevin Nadal, a psychologist, says this.
This isn't new. A lot of times people who are not of Asian descent get tattoos that they might not necessarily know what the meanings are. They get tattoos because they think they're trendy or cool or that they like the way that they look.
So what?
Without really understanding a couple things.
It's part of a larger trend of cultural appropriation, using parts of another culture without really understanding what they mean. There's a long history of that too, from Gilbert and Sullivan to Madonna to Nicki Minaj. So is there a moral to Ariana's tattoo travails? At the very least, it might have helped Ariana avoid her palm tattoo facepalm.
Come on. Japanese barbecue finger. That's fantastic. Cultural appropriation. Just, I don't know. What do you think about cultural appropriation, Rasta Vader? Nothing? You got nothing for us? Goddamn, son. This is useless. You are useless. Anyway, that's it for us, Stern Jesus Show. Chapter 2, verse 19. Thanks to everybody who watches the show, listens, checks out sternjesus.net, shares the shows, all that stuff. You all are awesome. Follow us on Periscope and get the shows, the live, the whole live thing, the streams, sternjesus.net for everything on the show. Go check us out there. Go in the books. Happy Black History Month, everyone. You're awesome. I'm awesome. What we're doing here is awesome. That's it. Check us out on CannabisRadio.com. Check out the other podcasts on CannabisRadio.com. Thanks to all our sponsors. They support us. So go support them by clicking their banners at stonerjesus.net. Thanks everybody for watching and listening. And as always, peace, bitches. We'll be right back.